Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Jerry Jones, look, it's not that we want to talk about Jerry Jones all the time.
He won't allow us
right?
not to.
Or that we want to talk about the Cowboys all the time. By the way, they were, I'm embarrassed by this pick. I initially picked New Orleans to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then when Dallas signed Zeke, I picked the Cowboys.
Oh, you flipped?
Yeah. I shouldn't have flipped.
Okay, but wait. Before we get into all of that, what was the deciding factor in that?
I liked their team, and I thought that Zeke was going to be out for the first few weeks because I thought Jerry was just going to, you know, they win two or three mm-hmm. in a row without Zeke, and then Tony Pollard would look pretty good, and they get Zeke at a little bit of a discount, or at least less than they gave him. Then when they signed him, I'm like, okay, he's going to be ready from the get-go. And I just thought that would give them the momentum. And, you know, again, I like their talent. I thought Kellen Moore, been a little bit disappointed in him. I thought he was going to bring a little more to the offense. So that's really, those are all the reasons that I like the Cowboys. Who was your pick in the preseason?
To come out of the
who was your Super Bowl? I had Kansas City versus Dallas.
I had Kansas City versus New Orleans.
Okay. So that was my original pick, and I changed it. Oh, you feel good about the New Orleans pick?
Yeah, I do.
They're
tough. How can you not?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's open. I think San Francisco, Seattle, New Orleans.
When you really
Vikings, Green Bay. Vikings, I don't know if Cousins can get them there. I'm not going to write off Green Bay.
And that's the point. When you get down, and you know this from years and years of covering the NFL, when you get down to these months, December, and then you get into the playoffs, the number one position that sticks out is what?
Quarterback. Although we have seen mediocre quarterbacks with a great defense.
We have, not recently. Tell me when the last time.
Well, the New England, Russell Wilson. How good was Kaepernick when they got there?
He was electrifying.
Electrifying?
Yeah, because he was changing. You got to remember he completely changed the face, similar to what Lamar Jackson is doing. He changed the course of that offense.
Right.
Right?
He wasn't as dynamic.
He was not as dynamic, but he was.
Okay.
This is pre
that Flacco, but that was way back in what, 11? And
yeah,
he actually
but
was
Flacco
great.
Was good.
Yeah, he was great that,
right?
that
so
run.
We haven't seen anything like that since back in
There's
2000.
Somebody. Rob G,
Trent
check it
Dilfert,
out.
Right?
Is,
like,
that, is Dilfer the last mediocre quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
And, I mean, the Bears tried to do
well,
it with
Flacco threw the ball well. We're going to give him. Who else? There was somebody
Rex
else.
Grossman tried. Right. If they would have had you at quarterback,
well,
the Bears
Johnson,
that year.
But what year was that? Brad
that was Tampa Bay, right?
And that was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
Right, so there hasn't been. Check it out, Rob. You get on your computer.
But right now, like when you start looking at matchups and teams that are making the postseason, the first thing you look at is okay, the quarterback. We got to see who's going against it. So you put Kirk Cousins against any of the top quarterbacks right. in the NFC, right? Breeze.
Is Garoppolo good enough?
I think he's good enough within that offense.
Okay,
because it's not heavily dependent on him.
Wow, Brad Johnson was
Brad
the
Johnson.
Last one in what year, Rob G? 2002. Okay.
Right? So
okay.
the narrative has changed.
Right.
Right? You used to be able to do that. The Bears tried to do it. I'm telling you, with Rex Grossman,
well,
when they were going
about,
up against Peyton
how
Manning.
How about Peyton Manning? His last year. Now, I know he was Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. but he wasn't good that year.
No, but he was smart enough. Right? And that's the difference. He was still dangerous enough, not for us as viewers watching, but for that defense on the other side of the ball.
You had
still
to respect
were, you had to respect it. You couldn't just rush seven and be right. like, you know what I mean?
Right. I feel you. All right, with that being said, the Cowboys have Dak Prescott at the QB, and they got Jason Garrett at calling the shots. And, of course, Jason Garrett has been on the hot seat now for a few weeks, really all season probably. I felt going in he'd have to get to the NFC Championship game. Now Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report's friend of the show, he's reporting that he has to win a Super Bowl to save his job. And I would agree with that at this point. And Jerry Jones was asked about it today on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and here's what he said about Jason Garrett.
Nobody's got the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But they're qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
That's so bad. That's so wrong.
That's almost like what? Talking about him like he's fired.
That's so right? wrong, man.
That's the kind of quote you would say of a friend who he is a friend of Jerry's. They love him. That's what you would say after you fired him. He's a great coach. It just wasn't, you know, we tried. We gave it 10 years. You just needed a different voice. But in my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next
Boy,
year.
Boy, that was so blatant. Right?
Wow.
I mean, like, he's on your team. You're employing him. Like, you didn't say Jason Garrett will be coaching here.
Right.
All I needed
right.
was one more word. the lack of that word here tells you all you need to know.
And it's time.
They
could have fired him 4 or 5 times and been justified.
Of course,
right?
Because it was always someone else's fault. Right?
Yes.
It was always someone else's fault. And when you have a young team like they have now, and they got guys locked up, Zeke will be there, got the offensive line will be there. I'm not sure if Amari's going to be there. I don't know how they're going to pay
they
both
got
of those.
It. Really?
I don't, it's going to be difficult.
Amari and Dak?
It's going to be difficult. Right?
They
put themselves in this situation, though.
Well, you have to bring back Amari.
You have to.
Because Dak, you're keeping, is not the same without Amari.
You're right. So now...
Because but they're going to franchise Dak.
They can
so
do that.
So that's going to be a little less that, than
they can do that,
got.
And they buy themselves another
right.
year. But what you do is by renegotiating Zeke's contract 2 years, right, with 2 years left on it, you put
so
yourself.
So you don't think they should have done that?
I don't think they should have. No.
Really? So hold on.
Okay, but let me ask you this. What difference has it made? I know hindsight's 2020.
Well, yeah, that's right. Hindsight is indeed 2020.
But think about that.
And I'll say this. If he weren't there, would they be 6-6? Would they be leading that division?
I think they'd be 6-6 at least.
Well, at least.
At least.
So you're
I think
talking
they'd be
about
six and
Zeke
six.
Like Like,
no,
he,
I'm not talking about him
nothing.
Like that, but he's not the guy.
He hasn't been the same.
He's
I'll
not
give you
a $50 million guy right now.
He has not been the same. He hadn't fallen off like Todd Gurley, but no, you're right. He doesn't seem to have that same burst.
But he was running through
right.
people.
And I remember watching the Minnesota game, and it was a stark difference watching Dalvin Cook and even their backup, whoever, I can't remember
whoever
the name.
Came in, yeah.
Right, do you remember that?
Yeah.
The burst and the energy and electricity they were running with versus Zeke. Now, it's smart on Zeke's part because they run through these running backs and they just wear them down.
It was a business decision for him.
Right.
But as an owner and you know, a staff, you got to really look at this. When you got guys who are up, I mean, these guys would be free agents.
Right.
Think about that. Zeke, you got two more years. What could he do? Was he going to miss the entire year? I guarantee
I'm with you. Because I would have played hard, but they would have been 3-0 without him.
And then
and he would have had to make a decision.
Look, I'm telling you, man, it's like either you come or you
right.
you figure it out.
The Chargers did it with Melvin Gordon. So let me ask you this. Jerry, we know, is very hands-on. Mm-hmm. I mean, what other owner is talks after every game like he's the head
no
coach?
One.
All right, Robert Kraft, I don't hear him doing all this. The Rooneys, you don't hear it. In San Antonio, do we ever hear from the owner, Peter Holt? No. This is dysfunctional. So I want to ask you, Ephraim, we've heard Urban Meyer. We've heard Lincoln Riley.
All those are coaches that Jerry can control.
Lincoln Riley and Urban Meyer,
listen to this. They're college coaches making the jump to the league, right?
Jimmy Johnson was that.
I'm talking about a different time now, right? As Jerry gets older, he's like the grumpy old man, right? Get off my porch, get off my lawn. Right, so he knows he's losing grasp on what's going on. So what does he do? That mean he takes his hands off and back up?
No.
What does he do? He doubles down.
Right.
Right. So you think
that's a problem?
You think Jerry Jones is gonna come let a college coach dictate to him what's gonna happen at his team? Think about that.
Hold on, but the college coaches make just as much as the pro coaches.
You're right.
And they're used to having control. See, I do think an Urban Meyer. Even more so than a Lincoln Riley, has the respect, the gravitas to go in there. And if you're not giving me control, I'm not taking the job.
I don't think he's going to hire a coach like that. Not now.
That's a problem. Then who you getting? What coach are you getting? What coach is going to make a difference, a difference-making coach who's going to let Jerry, you know, run everything? And be all up in the meetings, all up in the play call, all that stuff.
Anybody who wants to coach for the
all
biggest.
All in the video.
Look. If y'all.
I mean, see. If y'all don't want to own her.
All up in the meetings. We're all on the news.
Right,
then come holler at us out here. But look, this is his baby.
Well,
it's the
Jason
number
Garrett.
One sports brand on the planet Earth.
Right.
Okay. Do you think Jerry Jones, the owner of that brand, is going to let a college coach come into the fold and dictate what's going to happen there?
He should be humbled enough. Did he get rid of Jerry Jones?
How many humble billionaires do you know?
With Barry Switzer.
How many humble billionaires do you know?
If he wants this Super Bowl, and I get he's not going to be humble overall, but look, it's been how many years? 25 years? Since they won 1995 was their last one? 25 years since your last Super Bowl. You've been running everything. You got rid of the great Jimmy Johnson. And Bill Parcells, once he turned around, you let him go. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. Now, they can draft. They do a good job drafting.
Can't put the pieces together,
but
though.
You let the coach.
I agree with that. I'm not fighting with you.
All right.
I agree with you. But can he do that? And we've seen him back off a little bit. He's very loyal, right? His son has told him he wanted to keep Dez Bryant. He wanted to keep him. That's like he's like a son to me. His son was like, hey, Dad, we can't do that. We can't keep him at that price, right. And he can't get open. Right? He really didn't want to do that. He let that go. All right? Remember when Tony Romo got cleared and he was healthy again, he wanted to replace Dak Prescott.
So those are good signs then. Yeah, but maybe he will back up a little.
But that's his son.
But Steven is essentially the GM. Steven is essentially the GM.
Although his title is the executive vice president of.
That's so Jerry can keep the GM title, right?
I don't even know what that is.
But that, see, I can live with that because the GM should have some say. And I think Steven understands that you could bring in a strong head coach and let him do his thing. So we'll see. But we're going to give you guys a chance to weigh in. Does Jerry Jones need to change his ownership style in order for the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at Fox Sports SportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And I went to Michigan for Thanksgiving. One of my daughters goes to University of Michigan. She's a senior. And the whole family went to Ann Arbor to celebrate the holiday. And we went to the big game on Saturday, Ohio State, Michigan. 112,000 plus.
You were one of those people.
Yes. It was a great experience. I mean, being there, it was great. Like, the first half was awesome because it was relatively close and the fans thought they had a chance to win, but it was just unbelievable to be in that atmosphere. It was great. But, of course, Michigan got demolished by the Buckeyes. And now everybody's talking about Jim Harbaugh. And nobody's saying he should be fired. And, of course, he should. I don't think he should, but maybe you do, Ephraim. In fact, let's go there. They're ranked number 14 right now in the playoff rankings, 9-3. And you seem to think his time at Michigan should be over.
So
do tell.
So in my opinion, Jim Harbaugh was brought to Michigan for one reason. Beat Urban Meyer, beat Ohio State. Right? That rivalry is that deep. You were there. You were in the house. You felt the energy.
Yes.
And that is asked of every Michigan coach, especially someone with the pedigree of Jim Harbaugh. Success wherever he goes. This is he's the one to get us over this hump. He couldn't beat Urban Meyer. Couldn't do it. Urban Meyer retires. So at least they were like, okay. Didn't get that done, but Urban Meyer's gone. But what they didn't expect is Ohio State to have the best team they've ever had, probably.
Thank you.
And so now you run up against an Ohio State team that's clearly the best team in the country without Urban Meyer, and you get demolished at home in front of you and 111, and it, you know,
you don't believe
minus
the,
you.
You no, don't believe no. the what they said.
Right?
They announced it at 112 plus.
112 plus. You were that plus. Okay? 112,001. You get demolished. And so now my thing is, I don't think they'll fire him.
You think they should?
I think he should move on. And I think he will move on.
To the NFL.
Back to the NFL. It's a lot of premium job openings.
Right.
With quarterbacks attached to them about to happen.
But let me back up a little. You're right. I don't see any way they do fire him. But you think they should, it sounds like.
I think it's time.
If he doesn't get an NFL job, you think they should fire him?
I think it's time to move on.
Wow. Wow.
Now, the question is, who do you get this better, right? So that's what people
want. Yeah, if you're getting Urban Meyer, okay.
What about Lincoln Riley? Right? So there are options out there. There are guys out there who've taken situations and made – like, Lincoln Riley is probably the hottest name on the ticket right now.
Right.
Right, the things he's able to do with different quarterbacks. That's why I want Oklahoma to be in the playoffs.
But what about his defenses?
Terrible.
Okay,
awful.
So you stepping into the Big Ten, you need to play a little bit of defense.
Got to play defense, right?
But so maybe he's not even better. Here's my thing. And I hear you, Jim Harbaugh. I know the rivalry.
Even when Michigan had the number one defense, Ohio State put 57 up
right.
on
him. Right.
So what are we doing?
Okay, here's the thing, though. You're not Ohio State, and let's keep it real. You've never been Ohio State.
Never.
Right? Ohio State is an A-plus program. Or let's say an A. Right now they're an A-plus. Historically an A. Michigan has been, at its best, an A-minus program.
Oof.
Bo Schembechler, there's a statue of him on campus. The football facility is named after him. Never won a national championship. Never. So my point is this. Jim Harbaugh has not gotten Michigan into the playoff. He obviously hasn't beaten Ohio State. And heck, he just started beating Michigan State. All right, this year. Okay.
And they're awful, by the way.
Yes.
Michigan State's just awful.
But
are they bowl eligible?
Before Harbaugh got there, Michigan had not been ranked in the top 15, but one time in the past, like past 8 years before Harbaugh got there, they had not been ranked in the top 15, but one time. One time. They have been in the top 20 twice in 8 years. Harbaugh gets there. This is his fifth year. So in his first 4 years, they are ranked in the top 15 three out of 4 years. 10, 12, 14. This year, they're probably going to finish in the top 15. So four times in his 5 years there, they will be a top 15 club. He has brought them back to national relevance.
Yeah,
I know they're always relevant because they're one of the blue blood programs, but there is they weren't winning national championships even in their heyday. They got one, and they shared it with Lloyd Carr. This Michigan is not Ohio State. So am I going to fire him because he's not Ohio State? Auburn's not Alabama. Do I revamp the program because we're not Alabama?
No, you don't. But the point you're missing here is when you look at where they've been ranked, all right, 14, I think the highest was 10th at the end of the season. That's not good enough.
For Michigan, it is.
It's not.
It's always been. Bo Schembechler was doing that.
Yeah, but that's not what they're not weighing that. Like, if he was ranked 10th and he was beating Ohio State, okay, we can live with that. They'll be better off. And I said this to you, they'll be better off 6-5 and beating Ohio State every year.
No,
what?
No, no, I get the rivalry,
man.
But no.
Come on, bro. Did you hear the press conference when he came to Michigan? No? Huh? He's there to beat Ohio State. He can't do it. Not only he can't do it, they're getting demolished.
I get that it's disappointing. It is. But fire is just a little too strong for me.
They do it all the
time. Michigan is still one of the better programs in the country. Wouldn't you say they're a top 10 program in the country?
Ranked-wise or?
Just generally, you know, when you think of the.
I mean, yeah, he's taking the kids to Greece and Rome and doing all of that.
Just football-wise.
Spending a lot of money.
Just football-wise.
Not winning the games.
Are they a top 10 program in the country?
No, because they average three losses a year. How can you be top 10 and you average three losses a year?
That, the bottom of that 10.
You can't do it,
that's
man.
That's what they do.
You can't be ranked. You can't be a top 10 team if you're losing three games a year.
They win 10 a year. 10 a year. His first 4 years,
it's
they
not
won
the wins.
10 games
it's
three
not
times.
The
They're going
to
win 10 this year.
It's the losses. It's the losses.
I get where you're going. I understand. If this were Alabama or now Clemson or Ohio State, then I think you'd be justified in saying fire Jim Harbaugh. But this is Michigan, not quite on that level. It's all about context. And I get it. You're right. The losing Ohio State 5 years since he's been there. And like you said, getting absolutely demolished. But Ohio State,
they're not competitive games.
Arguably the best team in the country.
You can't tell that to Michigan and Michigan faithful. They don't care.
You want Brady Hoke
Brady
back?
Hoke, baby.
You want Rich Rodriguez back?
Brady Hoke.
I mean, come on. I get where you're going. I'm just saying fired is way too strong. That's all I'm saying. When this is, okay, he hasn't gotten you a national championship. Who did? Lloyd Carr got you half of one. That's it. And that was 22 years ago.
I'm not even talking about national championships. I'm talking about beating your big brother.
Well, that's the big brother for a reason.
I'm talking about swinging your arms and getting that lucky hit on your big brother and him crumbling to the ground. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you a big brother?
No, I'm a little brother.
Okay. Did you ever beat up you're huge, but I didn't start big. Did you ever beat up your big brother?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm a big brother. I never took an L.
Of course not.
My little. So that's what I'm saying. Ohio State is the big brother.
But if your little brother hired someone to get him in shape and get him ready to face up. Wait a minute. But if your little brother hired someone to get you into shape and get you ready to go, and it failed over and over and over again, wouldn't your little brother get rid of that dude?
Yeah, but he would also understand I'm the big brother.
Okay, cool.
Nah, you can't. I didn't understand where you were going with that. No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't?
Because he never beat me with him or without him. All right? What do you say, though? 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple. Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker. Chris Peterson stepping down at Washington. Isn't that shocking at all? If you've been paying attention, we'll explain next. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. In sports, some of the most important plays aren't created on the sidelines, but in rooms filled with monitors and video equipment. Editors piece together hours of footage so coaches and players can study their opponent and get an edge. This information is vital if you're going to succeed in sports, and it's no different when you're shopping for a car. That's why TrueCar shows you what other people paid for the car you want. That's right. TrueCar analyzes similar transactions localized to your zip code. These aren't average prices or dealer prices that a lot of the other sites list. These are actual prices that people paid for the car you want. This gives you the information you need to make a great decision, much like a great play, and it's information you should never be without. Just in 2018, TrueCar users saved $1.697 billion off of MSRP across the country. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit TrueCar.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The ratings, Ephraim, are down, and they're down big time. TNT, their ratings are down 23%. ESPN's are down 20%. And the regional sports networks overall are down 13%. Now, some of the regionals are up, but overall they're down 13%. Here's where I say myself and others of my ilk deserve some blame. I think now for, I don't know, the last 15, 20 years, maybe 15 years or so, we in the media, it really, it's with the birth of the sports talk shows, the opinion shows, the Undisputeds, the First Takes, and things like that. We have put so much emphasis on championships or bust. You could be dynamite in the regular season and not win a ring, a la James Harden. And we act like you haven't done jack. It's all about the rings. And I think now players, particularly a Kawhi Leonard, is looking at that and wanting to save himself. Because he's foregoing MVPs, first team All NBAs, all those regular season awards, he's throwing them out.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about him for MVP. And if he wasn't doing load management, he'd be right there near the top.
He's one of the top players in the league.
Right. So he's saying, forget all that. It's all about the playoffs and rings. And I think now you got the media doing it. You got the players, some of them thinking that way. And now fans are saying, well, hey, if it's irrelevant, if it doesn't matter, if it's just one of 82 meaningless games for the most part, then why in the world am I going to break my neck to watch the game? And I think that's a big part. We all are a big part of the problem.
We are a big part of the problem, and the onus is on championships now. Even if you're watching TNT, when Shaq and Charles go at it, the first thing is like, Chuck, you don't know, right? You don't know what it takes to be a champion.
You
right?
got Kenny Smith, who, with all due respect, because I obviously like Kenny, he wasn't half the player Barkley.
Not
was.
Even close.
And he's talking trash to Barkley.
He is because he got two rings.
Right.
I mean, what can you do? And when you look at it, that weighed heavily on Kevin Durant, one of the league's best scorers. I'm talking about Mr. He's one of the league's, I coin him as the only unguardable force in the league, period.
That's fair.
There's nothing you can do defensively.
Well, I wouldn't say the only one now, but there's nothing you can do defensively to stop
Kevin Durant.
Right.
He was like, look, hey, man, I don't care what y'all think about
me. Right.
When it's all said and done, I'm not going to be the guy on TV who doesn't have a championship, who's got all these awards and accolades, but doesn't have postseason glory. So he went over to the best team in the league, and they won a couple championships together.
Right.
Right? It's weighing heavily on players, so of course it's going to weigh heavily on us. A lot of movement in the NBA has been dictated on that premise, championship or bust.
No question. I mean, that's what LeBron, who has started the modern-day movement,
he did.
It was about championships. Period.
Legacy, he knew he had to get it. It was about championship.
He knew his legacy wouldn't be close to the same, and he would be viewed as a failure.
Yes.
Because of all the hype if he didn't get those rings. And I think it began, Ephraim, I think with Bird and Magic, because they were such winners. And Bird never led the league in scoring, even though he may have been the best scorer in the league. Magic, 19 points, 10, 11 assists a game, you know, but they won. Every year they were, one of them was in the finals. And I think that's when winning became the focus. And then Jordan took it to a whole nother level
when he won
essentially six straight. And now it's about championships. I'll give you a prime example. Jerry West, the logo, and what is his nickname? Mr. Clutch. Now, there is no way on God's green earth today, in 2019, that a guy who went to seven straight finals and lost all of them. He was 1-for-9 in the finals. He lost his first seven. There's no way your nickname would be Mr. Clutch.
No.
It'd be the opposite. You'd be getting ripped.
You'd be getting ripped.
Right?
You wouldn't be the logo.
No.
You wouldn't be the logo.
No. And so that's how Oscar Robertson, a lot of people thought he was the GOAT.
You know?
He won one ring with Kareem, Lew Alcindor at that time in Milwaukee. Didn't have a lot of playoff success before he went to Milwaukee. Wilt won two. You know, I mean, so it wasn't just about rings at that time, and now it is, And that's, I think that's a big reason why the ratings are down.
And I will say this, per usual, this time of year, NBA ratings are down because football is winding down. NBA ratings typically pick up after the All-Star break because that's when teams are really posturing and making
over,
a push. Football's done.
Right.
All eyes on basketball.
Right.
So let's make that clear. Like, the NBA's not falling off a cliff.
Right.
But
right.
I will say these games aren't as intriguing and aren't as interesting right now because, you know, you'll get a, you know, a Dallas team versus the Grizzlies.
Right.
I mean,
but I do want
to see watching
Luka, Ja Morant or Luka.
Right, but you're the few and far between in terms of marquee matchups.
Fans. Well, hold on. Is there also potentially overkill? Because I used to be a huge – in fact, growing up, as much as I loved the NBA, I liked college basketball better.
Okay.
And now – I mean, I got to be honest. Look, I watch it. I pay attention. It's my job. But I'm not really into college basketball.
Not until the tournament.
March, right.
Not until the tournament.
Because now there's several dozens of games on every night. And where there used to be the big games on Saturdays, college basketball. And so maybe that's a part of it too.
And another reason, I mean, probably you feel this way, and a lot of people feel this way, about, especially about college basketball, is – we don't ever get enough time to get to know these guys.
Right.
Right. Back in the day, the Fab Five, they was going to rock.
Yep.
Right. Remember the Running Rebels? They was rocking. Duke.
And even the Fab was, you're right. They, I mean,
you get two, 3 years, right?
You're right. You used to know going into the season who were the best players.
It's five new starters.
Right.
For your team year.
That's a
and
big
so
part.
Now that you're like, I don't know these guys. And when you finally start to get to know them, they're gone.
Yep.
New breed comes in.
Yep. All right, LeBron and the Lakers have been good, but they haven't been that good. I'll explain next. It's the Odd Couple with Ephraim Salim and Farrah Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.